Welcome to Simply Scottish. I'm Andrew McDermott, your host. And we've got ourselves another wee-in. A shorter episode of Simply Scottish you can squeeze into your busy day no matter what you're up to. Today, I'll introduce a new occasional series aimed at helping you trace your Scottish roots. Whether you've been thinking about researching your Scottish ancestry, or you're in the middle of doing so, I'll give you info, tips, and interviews down the road that should assist you in your quest. Also on this episode, find out how you can become a patron of Simply Scottish to unlock exclusive subscriber-only content like bonus episodes, helpful resources, and more. Finally, we'll let you know how you can get your hands on some of our authentic Scottish shortbread, made from a family recipe since 1979. It's all coming up after this music from Patsy Reid. It's from her album, The Brightest Path. In case you don't know about the term wee-in, I grew up using it as a kid in Scotland. It comes from the Scots words for young one, wean, which itself is a contraction of the Scots words wee, meaning little, and ain, meaning one, or a certain person. Ain is also spoken as yin, or een. So wee-in literally means little one. By the way, my wife Amy is joining me on this episode. She's here to tell us a few things about Simply Scottish shortbread a bit later. Hi, Amy.
Hi there, Andrew. I'm glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here too. Well, first things first, I'm excited to announce a new way for listeners to support the Simply Scottish podcast. If you enjoy this show and want to help me put out more episodes and reach more Scotland lovers around the world, join the clan. At our new Patreon portal, we've got three accessible levels of membership. Become a friend of Simply Scottish for just $5 a month, and you'll get access to supporter-only content, including bonus episodes of the podcast that I'll put out, show notes for each episode, where you can look up what tracks you heard and find the musicians, exclusive articles from me that I'll write, helping you to tap into tracing your Scottish roots more or planning your journey to Scotland, and even discounts to Simply Scottish shortbread. For $10 a month, you can be a patron of Simply Scottish, just like the patrons who supported Scotland's national bard, Robert Burns. The future of Simply Scottish depends on the generosity of our patrons. At this level of membership, you'll get all the subscriber-only bonus content I just mentioned, plus the ability to get your questions about Scotland answered directly by me on the show with our Ask Andrew Anything benefit. You'll also get a pound of Simply Scottish shortbread delivered on your birthday. Our third tier of membership follows in the footsteps of William Wallace, who was declared guardian of Scotland in 1297 after freeing much of the country from English occupation and securing victory at Stirling Bridge. For $25 a month in support, we'll bestow on you our highest honour, guardian of Simply Scottish. For helping to cover essential costs of producing and marketing the show, you'll get all the benefits already mentioned, and you'll get to join me on a quarterly virtual hangout to talk about your connections to Scotland, share episode suggestions, pick my brain, and have a right good blether. Plus, we'll send you a second pound of Simply Scottish shortbread at Christmas, and you'll get a shout-out in the credits of the podcast. What do you think, Amy?
I think it sounds fabulous.
Want to be a sponsor?
Yes, definitely.
To celebrate the launch of our Patreon memberships, I'm including a special offer now through the end of 2022. Mm-hmm. Join the clan at any of our tiers, and I'll make a point of calling you personally to welcome you to the clan.
Wow.
To take advantage of that, hop over to patreon.com/simplyscottish and tap into your subscriber-only benefits today. That's patreon.com/simplyscottish. Well, to begin looking at the topic of Scottish genealogy searches, I pulled a book off my Scottish shelves that I've had for at least a decade. It's called Tracing Your Scottish Ancestry by Kathleen B. Corey. I have the second edition. The third edition came out in 2014, and it's still available. I know that ancestry searching has seen a lot of technological innovation in recent years, but I thought that before I get into those aspects of it, we should start with some old-school basics, courtesy of Mrs. Corey's book. 1855 is an important year for Scottish genealogy. Since that year, it became compulsory to register all births, marriages, and deaths which take place in Scotland. So official records from 1855 to the present are available, as are census returns, which offer interesting information about the lifestyle of the people, what kind of dwellings they lived in, occupations, and the like. Then there's OPRs, old parish records, which are the main source of information for births, marriages, and deaths prior to 1855. In her introduction, Corey invites us into the fascinating world of genealogy, advising that it's much more than dates and places. It's about piecing together stories, stories that can bring a richness of meaning to your life and those of your loved ones. It's the chance to give grandchildren and great-grandchildren pictures and words and perhaps even audible voices to bring remote and meaningless years of the past to life for them. Corey also suggests you become a snapper-up of meaningless trifles, as you never know when they might be useful in bringing to life the facts you uncover in your search. In 2011, the two main Scottish sources of records of Scotland's people, the General Register Office for Scotland and the National Archives of Scotland, merged to become National Records of Scotland, a non-ministerial department of the Scottish Government. Their job? To collect, preserve, and produce information about the Scottish people and their history, and make it available to current and future generations. They maintain the official Scottish Government site, scotlandspeople.gov.uk, the source that hundreds of thousands of people each year turn to for copies of records, to research their family history, to check into biographies and local histories. Well, back to music for a few minutes. This is brand new, just released music from folk band Nos. The song Dirt and Bone is about nostalgia, memory, and old friends, set against the teenage backdrop of the North American Railway. It's based on the work of a fella named Mike Brody, who in the early 2000s became known as the Polaroid Kid, a young man hopping trains across America and immortalizing those he met along the way with distinctive Polaroid photos. The images he captures of people, places, and objects are quite arresting, and they're interesting too, and even at times haunting. Some interesting backstory for this song. Here's Dirt and Bone now.
Spent 19 chasing railroads, taking photos as we'd run. I traveled around the Powder River Basin. Slept on steel and cardboard as the carriage carried on. Free across your knuckles, I carved the ink. Leaning out into the wind, the sun was dying low. Both eyes closed, one arm stretching skyward. I kinda think you knew one day the world would see you glow. Smiling as I loaded up the camera. Leaving here tomorrow, early as the sunlight breaks. Until the leaves have left the laurel, films on the final frame. Thank you. wild and grey. I've been kicked outside for smoking. We were young and stupid, but we were free, not down and out. Trying to catch the thunder on the mountain. You look me in the eyes and said, I want to get in trouble. I want to live my life, not pass it by. Said I'm leaving here tomorrow. Early as the sunlight breaks, into the leaves and left the laurel. The film's on the final frame, but in your eyes I swear of the sorrow. Maybe freedom is a heavy chain. Trying to save a little money, but these old photos of you and I make me wanna live a brighter life. They make me wanna. One of these days we'll fly right back down the line. One of these days. One of these days.
This is Simply Scottish, and that was Scottish folk band Nos, dubbed a formidable presence on the Scots traditional music scene by Folk Radio UK. Check out more of their music at nosmusic.com. That's Nos with a G, nosmusic.com. Well, back to tracing your Scottish roots for a few more minutes. Nowadays, the website of the National Records of Scotland, scotlandspeople.gov.uk, is a great place to begin your Scottish ancestry search. It houses all official records from 1855 to the present. It also partners with the Court of the Lord Lyon, the official heraldry office for Scotland, to make available an index of all arms and bearings in Scotland. And through a partnership with the Church of Scotland, you'll find the old parish registers of baptisms, marriages, and burials before 1855. So truly, a wealth of accessible information, all at one's fingertips. We've got it good these days, don't we? Well, in addition to record searching, the Scotland's People website also highlights the records of notable Scots. One that caught my attention as I prepared this episode was the story of Margaret Allen, Speed Queen, Vogue correspondent, and codebreaker. Born in 1909 at Troon in Ayr, Allen's early interest in horse racing and horse riding gave her an edge in motoring. She became a race car driver, demonstrating her exploits behind the wheel at Le Mans, Brooklands, and even Monte Carlo. She later became a codebreaker at Bletchley Park during the Second World War, and later the motoring correspondent for Vogue magazine during the 1940s and 50s. She died in 1998, aged 89 years old. So they have profiles of, you know, as I said, famous Scots, notable Scots, just things to get the juices flowing, different documents that they'll show of these people, and it's quite interesting. Well, in future installments of this series, I'll share more insights, tips, and sources of info, as well as, I hope, some conversations with everyday people about how they're getting along with their genealogy search. And perhaps we'll work in one or two experts who can shed more light on the quest for our Scottish ancestors. So stay tuned for those episodes. Before we close, I'd like to share with you another exciting development here at Simply Scottish, and that's our very own authentic Scottish shortbread. My mother made her signature shortbread squares for many years, and they quickly became a favourite for friends and family alike. You can listen to my mother talk about shortbread and other Scottish foods on our previous episode from a few years back, titled Exploring Scottish Cuisine Part 2. Look for it in the list of available episodes wherever you get your podcasts. My mother passed away in 2012, and since then her family has carried on baking her great-tasting shortbread. My wife has been making it around Thanksgiving and Christmas for several years, and we recently launched it again at simplyscottish.com, now available for the holidays and anytime you want a taste of Scotland. So Amy, where did this recipe come from originally?
Well, we learned about it from your mother, Samantha, and she learned from her mother, Jessie. And Jessie, I'm guessing, probably learned it from her mother. So we don't really know how far back it goes. We just know it has been in the family for generations. And we know Samantha made it on a regular basis since at least 1979.
And one reason we call it simply Scottish shortbread is that it really is simply made. Can you tell us about the ingredients?
Yes, of course. Our shortbread is made from just four ingredients: flour, butter, sugar, and salt. And your mother taught me the quality was in the making. Taking time to knead the dough long enough, choosing the right size and thickness, baking it a light golden brown. And when she made it for people, she added a fifth secret ingredient, something she said made all the difference for her friends and her customers.
Well, are you able to tell us that secret ingredient?
You know, I think Samantha would have wanted to share it. That fifth ingredient was prayer. As she kneaded the dough to make an order, she would take time and think and pray for the person or for the family that was getting the shortbread. In that way, she really personalized each batch so that it was more than just a tasty treat. It was a way to bless people.
Yeah, my mother was indeed a prayer warrior, a mighty woman of faith and strength. I was blessed to have her as an example, something I'm very grateful for. Well, Amy, Can you tell listeners how they can enjoy this Simply Scottish shortbread over the holidays and even beyond?
Sure. To order for gatherings or gifts, hop over to simplyscottish.com/shortbread. Each order is a 1-pound batch, and we ship anywhere in the U.S. and Canada. If you're in other parts of the world and you would love to taste some of this shortbread, just get in touch with Andrew and we'll figure out how to make it work for you.
Okay, so simplyscottish.com/shortbread is where listeners can find that.
Yep.
Well, thanks, Amy, for sharing that information and also for helping to carry on my mother's shortbread tradition.
You're very welcome.
Well, that's it for this episode of Simply Scottish. Enjoy more wherever you get your podcasts. And to unlock exclusive content like subscriber-only bonus episodes and articles, and enjoy benefits like quarterly virtual hangouts with me to blather about all things Scottish, and even free shortbread on your birthday, join the clan and become a supporter.
Yes.
Start today by going to patreon.com/simplyscottish. That's patreon.com/simplyscottish. We'll close with the evocative sounds of Scottish folk musicians Charlie Gray and Joseph Peach, bringing together piano and fiddle with imagination and sensitivity. I chose this to close the episode in the hope that it will get you thinking about your own connections to Scotland, your own search for the people that came before you. The tune is called Land's End. Until our next visit to Scotland, be of good cheer. I'm Andrew McDermott.
And I'm Amy McDermott.
We thank you for listening.
Bye for now. Simply Scottish is hosted and produced by Andrew McDermott. Show content, copyright, Simply Scottish Media. All music is used with consent of copyright holders. Continue your Simply Scottish experience at simplyscottish.com. Thanks for listening.